But I think that they might have gone up through what would have been an eighth grade education that they had.
And your mother, I know, works now. Did she always?
No, my mother never worked until my father died. We lived on a farm, and we came up during the Depression, and things were pretty rough. And my father farmed, and my mother took care of the children and the cows and the chickens and the house. And after my father's death, my mother always sewed. She sewed beautifully. She moved into town, got a job at a dress shop doing alterations, and just loves being out with the public. She's 83 and works every day.
And how long, when did your father die?
He died in 1948.
And
I think that's right.
Did you go to school here in Ripley then?
I went to school. My first school was a two-room schoolhouse out in the country, Prima through the eighth grade, and then I went to high school in Ripley. We came into Ripley to high school.
And your religion?
Oh, I was brought up in Methodist Church.
Okay.
And I now belong to the Baptist.
Are you Baptist?
Baptist now. Strayed.
And your husband?
My husband was from Worcester, Massachusetts. I met him during the war years. And he was Swedish. He's been dead a good many years. I can't remember how long. He served in World War II at, and he was in the Anzio mess up through southern France, and on into Germany.
Mm-hmm. He survived the war. And was he a Baptist or?
He was a Congregationalist.
Congregational.
Yes, that's a Swedish church, I understand. Very much, very popular in the New England states.
And was he educated in Massachusetts then?
He was educated in Massachusetts, uh-huh.
About how much?
Well, he graduated from, I don't remember the college there, Business Administration.
Mm-hmm.
And, when the draft picked him up, he was an accountant in the bank.
I see. Okay. Now I'd like to get to the questions themselves. And I think I've explained that it's best to have a kind of, instead of asking you 1,200 questions, encourage you to talk about general areas and cover the responses in a conversational way rather than questions and answers. And for want of a better place, let's start with the buildings on the farm that you recall. What you called them, what they were, what they were used for.
Well, of course, we had the main house, and we had the barn and the cow pens. That's where the cows were brought in to be milked. And we had the chicken house, or hen house, we called it. It was called hen house. And we had the hog lot. And these were fenced in with chicken wire fences, or barbed wire fences, or those that were to keep the hogs in were called page wire fences, being a wire fence, and they usually had barbed wire on top of that. And then earlier,